The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, open our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you. Open our minds and hearts to receive your word of love to us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each heart gathered here be acceptable unto you. Amen. Merry Christmas. Christ is born. He is born indeed. Last night, we heard the story of Christ's birth from the Gospel of Luke. Today, we read from the Gospel of John. John's Gospel is different than the other Gospels. In the pages of this wonderful book, we see a side of Christ that the other Gospel writers do not touch on. John was part of that blessed inner circle, an eyewitness to the life of Christ. He was one of that handful of disciples that was with Christ during some of his most intimate moments. In the opening chapter, John paints a picture of Jesus, the Word of God. He wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us." We are introduced to the concept of incarnation. And the Word became flesh. Can we really comprehend what that means? Jesus, our Lord and God, entered this world as a newborn babe, dependent upon Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his father, to provide his every need. Jesus, our Lord and God, stumbled and fell as he took his first steps. Jesus, our Lord and God, went to school and learned from his teachers. Jesus, our Lord and God, probably hit his thumb a few times as he learned to pound nails in Joseph's carpentry shop. Jesus ate, slept, bathed, got sick, and did all things human. Jesus celebrated weddings. He ate dinner with his friends. He cried when he was sad, and he expressed his anger as we all do. The Word became flesh, real, messy flesh. Today is Christmas Day. Jesus, the Word, should be at the center of our Christmas. And yet, we do live in a time and place where Christmas is not just about the nativity and celebrating Jesus' birth. We do have to admit that there is a commercial side of Christmas, and let's not forget about Santa Claus. I really do love Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of the year, and everywhere you look, there are festive sights to be seen. Houses are decorated with shiny lights. Evergreens are decorated with lights and tinsel and colorful ornaments. Families all over the world are unwrapping presents, or soon will be. But it is not joyful for everyone. For some, the shiny lights and tinsel just magnify the darkness in their lives. Some do not know this joy that we celebrate, the birth of our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, God become flesh. Some know, but feel so very far away. But those who are mourning, those who are suffering from illness, those caught in the bonds of addiction, those in the middle of family conflict, this may not be the most joyful time of the year. All of us, those of us who are rejoicing this day and those of us who are struggling, need to hear this story of Emmanuel, God with us, and how God came forth from creation to dwell among us. These are wonderful words. On this day, when we commemorate that the Word was made flesh, what can be made new? How has the Word made its home among us? And where is incarnation today? It began in a manger, in a stable, among shepherds. It lived in a small village with strange foreigners bearing gifts amidst the tyranny of a jealous king. What other strange yet ordinary place is the Word made flesh? In Jesus' own words, he said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Incarnation happened with a woman at a well. It happened with a blind man along a roadside. It happened in a village when Lazarus was raised from the dead. And it happens today when someone sits with another in a hospital room, when one holds another as they express their grief, when a child is being taught, when one listens patiently to another's lament, when families gather to celebrate, when we care for God's creation, and when we share from our abundance, and always when we gather to worship and pray. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The manner of his incarnation is a mystery. How could God become man? The answer to this question lies in the mind of God alone. All we know is that God chose a virgin named Mary and caused her to miraculously conceive and bring forth a baby. On that night when Jesus was born, God had come to earth. Somehow, the Word became flesh. While Jesus himself had existed from all eternities past, he took upon himself a robe of flesh there in Bethlehem. The Creator was born to a creature. God placed his life in the hands of mortals. How blessed we are that God came to earth as a man in the person of Jesus Christ. God pitched God's tent among us. He came to this earth so that we could experience God's saving grace. He came so that we could know the Father. This is what we have to celebrate. This is why we give thanks and praise. And now I offer a Christmas gift to you in the words of Children in Song. The four-year-old class at Resurrection Nursery School sang of Jesus' birth at their program on Thursday. Enjoy some Christmas cheer.